This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Hello, everyone. This is Beachy. It's Truth Meets, April 2nd, 2026. And I want to start off today by saying Happy New Year to everyone. April, springtime, we're in spring. But April is the beginning of the year. All the growth, everything is coming back after the cold of the winter. The new year, we begin again. We've been told that April 1 is April Fool's Day yesterday. Back in 1582, Pope George the 13th adopted the new Gregorian calendar, which moved our new year from April 1 to January 1. Most kept it. They didn't obviously get the Pope's bull or whatever they call them. And they continued to celebrate the new year on the April 1st, and they were dubbed the Fools. That's how we get our April 1st called April Fool's Day, when in reality, we're not fools. This was the calendar was, a part of the cycles of the planets. The moon cycle was, we had 13 months, not 12. So we were kind of aligned with that. And of course, like I said before, it makes sense that the new year would begin in the spring when all is new and fresh and we're done with being cold and dark of the winter. I wonder if it was, again, another one of their plans to discombobulate, to put us off balance, just giving us something more to deal with, throwing in our path. But anyway, like I said, there were people that pushed against it, but a lot of them were imprisoned. Some of them were put in, an asylum, insane asylum. They were called crazy. They were put in these places and drugged them, kind of like a concentration camp. Characterized as crazy. We kind of know what that feels like, right? Stupid or uneducated, kind of. We see that as the media's, the media narrative. We're still dealing with that. Conspiracy theorists, vaccine deniers. We're just always fighting that when they put out a narrative, and we just do our best, but we put up with all these labels and the energy pushed into these because, as we have spoken about before, there's power in the spoken word. They just keep on repeating. Anyhow, there's an expression: when you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. We have lots of chaos out there right now. Oh, Trump's destroying our country. Here in America, of course. He's a dictator. Oh, we're having our No Kings protests. He's destroying our systems. You know those systems that everyone complains about? The ones that everybody knows that the leaders are the only ones benefiting from this, while the common people just keep on getting more and more thrown on their back. When you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got. And I would like to posit that our current administration is actually doing things different, way different. He's actually looking into the books, looking to where the money is going, the Doge. We've had Doge just working away, and they're not just saying it. They're actually doing it, and they're giving us reports. It's completely transparent. And this was started last year, and a lot of people have forgotten about it because, you know, there's so many other things, but, you know, there's so much to do when you're destroying a government, a system. It takes so long. And remember, it's taken us so long to get here. We're so impatient. It just didn't start last week or last month or even last year. All this stuff, if we are paying attention, we're seeing our dollar lose its value for decades now. Over 60 years since we went off the gold standard, which really didn't mean much because they'd already given us their paper monopoly money. But again, all the screamers always trying to say that Trump is to blame, you know, for all the problems we're having. Well, I have to disagree. But again, here's another quote that we've heard. You will know them by their fruits. Seems the loud screamers, the media, our Congress people, they're the biggest screamers complaining about the changes that are being made. The ones who are really being exposed as our problem. Protecting the perpetrators, creating stories to mislead all the people who are listening to them. All, I call them read-tards. The people who don't read, the people who don't ask questions, go and research, find, at least try to find the answers. A lot of us know this. We've paid attention over the years. We all see it. And they know, I think most people know it deep down inside. But, you know, they just take it. And of course, those perpetrators, the people at the top, the Congress, the quote-unquote government, you know, they just keep giving us their shuck and jive, and everybody takes it. Why? But, you know, again, all systems, if we can't consciously think about it, again, do a little digging, we easily see all the systems being captured over the years. And we've been indoctrinated to accept it all as it's the way it's always been. It's the way the world works. We have to struggle. This is just our, you know, we have to suffer and learn from all this somehow and try to ascend above it because it's, and then there is, you know, a bit of truth to that. We got to try to figure it out after the break.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation,
or your preoccupation,
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And you're back with Beachy, remembering who we are. Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. I was talking about the sleepers and how most people probably know deep down inside, but they keep giving the benefit of the doubt, excusing the government. Oh, they're just stupid. They just make mistakes. They can't just seem to find a solution when we know the solutions are there. The mistakes can be fixed. But we just keep on going and we keep on paying. Well, now, like I said, things are being exposed. And what do we got? We have no king's protests. which is hilarious because this phenomena of TDS, they really have no idea what they're even protesting anymore. Last week they were protesting, whatever these human rights people, the people who want their delusions. But yet they just go out there and, according to some, they're being paid. But anyway, like you said, they're defending illegals, or I should say non-citizens coming into our borders. And they say, well, they just want to earn a living and escape oppression in their own countries. Well, as we're finding out, a lot of these quote-unquote programs are really at the expense of the citizens here. And, a lot of money is being given out to people who just walk in the country. And we have, as Americans, we're kind of left without it. I've never gotten, free money to go start a business, free money to rent an apartment, or just food, unlimited food. But anyway, these people are defending them and saying, we shouldn't be removing them from our lands. But anyway, I'm just amazed at the extreme hatred that's aimed at this Trump character, like he's the evil villain in a horror film. We're all directed to boo and hiss at him. And it would be quite funny if it just didn't expose all the mentally ill people that, actually want to talk about wanting to off him, which I think is extreme. Seemingly normal, well-adjusted people talking about getting rid of him in this manner. Of course, it didn't work that they tried to impeach him and throw lawsuits at him, and all kinds of things were thrown at him in his first term trying to impede him, and yet he still managed to come back for a second term. I just find that interesting. But I'm looking at the media, how they've gotten all these people to see that the mention of him, to hate him. And also the people who support him. I mean, it's like, oh, if you support him, you're just as bad as he is. You're evil. You're the racist. You're a Nazi. You're a white supremacist, whatever. It's just hilarious. But I just ask, what is wrong with wanting your country to prosper, to have a safe and peaceful place to live, to not have criminals all around trying to steal your things or take over your area and make it like where they came from, which is like, it's hilarious again when you see them protesting and they come with their flags from another country. It's like, okay, make that make sense. And then there's the others who scream death to America. Why would we protect that? Why would we say that's okay? And the other thing that he's doing, dismantling our money system, the fraud of the Federal Reserve, all the taxes that we've been exposed to over the years. And I'm sure that nobody even hears about this because the media does not even mention it. I bet most of you out there listening probably haven't even heard about this either. But anyhow, those bleeding liberals, they scream about white men and their only crime is that I can see is being white and male. and their privilege and all the rest of it. They've even got the educated white women to hate on their fathers and their sons, for heaven's sakes, placing the crimes of a few on the entire white male population. Oh, except, of course, if you're a white man pretending to be a woman, then you're all good. Don't get me started on that mental gymnastics. I mean, what a parlor trick, really? I'm just amazed how they manage to get people, going along with all this stuff. Again, though, all that is told, it is total distraction, totally about what's really going on. The fact that we're all oppressed, enslaved, stolen from, trafficked by predatory systems from birth. And there's no one prosecuting for all the stolen years of our lives that were fraudulently obtained through the birth certificate scam. That's just one of them. I mean, there's income tax, there's all the other taxes, property taxes, driver's license, registration, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, insurance, medical insurance. Again, you know, all this stuff we've been living with for so long. And it's actually, I'm happy it's coming out in such huge amounts now. The light is being shown on all this. And this is, I believe, in a lot of ways, because Trump is doing this. He's showing us just exactly what's going on. And it's so grossly obvious by many. There's all the whistleblowers, and of course there's been a lot of whistleblowers, you know, and through the grace of God they haven't been silenced or worse, because I can probably go down a list of whistleblowers that have been killed, removed, marginalized, what have you. And as a matter of fact, breaking news, I'll get to that later. But anyway, getting back to Trump again. And I'm going to say, I was never a Trump supporter from the beginning. I didn't vote for him in the first term. As a matter of fact, I never even voted. I was not a political person. I didn't follow the politics because it was, quite frankly, so ridiculous. I was only concerned that first time that Hillary was not elected because of, you know, Hillary had a body count. I probably had Hillary derangement syndrome. I can probably confess to that. But she actually had things that she's done. There are many things that she's done. And in the coming days, weeks, if not sooner, we're going to find out. That's all going to come out. But anyway, like you said, I don't think I voted that year, but I was not upset that Trump won, just because I was just happy that Hillary did not. But of course, I'm in Silicon Valley, and there's a lot of Democrats in this area, and a lot of my friends were extremely outraged. And I mean, they were really pissed. I mean, it was like Voldemort himself got elected, and it was kind of humorous and amusing how they all sat around and huffed and puffed and said they had to do something about it. And I was curious, like, okay, like what? What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? I just spoke with a woman a couple of days ago who told me she was, again, she's another Silicon Valley person and somewhat, now she's extremely on this side of the fence, but she said she was a Trump deranged person the first go around, and she was so upset during the 2016 election that she actually had a stroke. She was so upset. And she even acknowledged that. But today she sees, she's come, you know, all the way around. Like I said, it's, she's seen, because of 2020, you know, because we went through all that, she kind of got pulled along through that, which I think a lot of people going through health issues really highlights the medical system and all that we're up against in that realm. But anyway, back to, you know, that it was kind of shocking that she had admitted that to me. But anyway, I guess we can all relate back to the media, how the media is just so effective in pushing that fear and the disastrous outcome, you know, of all the fear that just gets built and built in the name of saving grandma, as we saw in COVID, the bleeding hearts that were not going to be caught killing all the old people, which is ironically now what we're finding out what the whole COVID objective was. In hindsight, I guess we can always see that, but they are still up to their old tricks, trying to bring on another pandemic. I don't even want to mention it here because I don't want to push along that fear. But anyway, again, if you look at what happened during COVID, we can extrapolate it again to what's happening today. The history, like I said, we see that the liberals or Soros or whoever's leading the charge, I would say the cabal, you know, to thwart him in every way possible. The claws came out. They've humiliated him and his family. I mean, for God's sakes, they searched his personal home. Like, you know, they arrested him. They did all these things. And why he came back for more, I don't know. But hey, it's just interesting. But while the liberals hate Trump to the nth degree and begin targeting and, you know, they're just keeping up. They're not backing down by any stretch. Again, with the mainstream media leading the way. And I suspect because they are part of what the empire coming down is. And isn't it interesting that, all we're doing is exposing. It's just exposure. People can't, and they're trying to blame everything on him. It's like blaming the messenger. I mean, he's telling you what's been going on, and they're getting mad at him because, you know, all of that stuff, it has to come out. But it's not even just him. I think we're all awakening to that. I mean, it's so pervasive. How can we ignore it any longer? And I mean, he said he was going to drain the swamp. And he is doing that. They are the swamp. Well, it appeared that he didn't get anything done in the first term because, you know, they were so busy throwing everything they could at him. But he still made the comeback, and now he has hit the ground running with this second term, exposing all the corruption, the fraud, the outright stealing. Like I said, some say it's gotten worse, but really I think it's being unveiled. The light is being shown on it, and everybody's getting it in their face. And like I said, I think everybody knows. Everybody has a piece of this puzzle. We've seen it in every walk of life. We've seen it in every system we interact with, you know, our city council, our hospitals, our schools, everything. So And again, the media is also showing us right now to who is Boris and who is not. I mean, our Congress has, they've been asked to vote on various things, and they're protecting their own interests, protecting those outside of America. I mean, I can tell you so many times that they have shown us clearly where their priorities lie. And of course, they lie about everything. If they can't spin a lie about it, they just don't report on it. That's why we see one story for 10 days about some woman who, I don't know, I shouldn't go into that, but it's like the, I can't even think of her name right now, but some report, the big journalist gal, Savannah Guthrie's mom, like, what happened to her? Like, who fucking cares? But they ran that story for 2 weeks while far more important things were going on that needed to be reported on. But again, as that was a few months ago, we're still in that phase because there are things going on and we're being distracted again by a supposed war, a war that's never been declared. And Trump has always said it is a military operation, but no, we're starting World War III. Bonds, elections, and borders. Again, exposure. There's a tsunami coming to America. Everyone else is going to go through a different kind of pain, so to speak. Obviously, the oil, this oil thing, I just want to say there's no oil shortage. The issue is it's the control mechanism of how the oil is distributed and who is administering it, and always the third-party interlopers. As Trump said last night in his address, America is not in danger of because we have plenty of oil, even though our prices are up like everyone else's. You know, that whole thing, I don't even want to go through with it, but basically you can thank the London bankers, the British imperialists, all that. Again, third-party interlopers, the people that deal with the money, it's all on them. He actually told UK, Europe, to just go down there and make a deal with them to get their oil. And don't go through the money people, the money changers, whatever. That's what the whole thing was. It's like they were dealing out the oil in, you know, in a the way the third party interlopers always do. They've got to get themselves involved in every transaction so they can make their cut. Go look into it. So while the world deals with this new paradigm of going out and making deals after the break.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And you're back. Truthmeets.com. Remember who you are with Beachy. I'm talking about the current events. But again, I'd like to get off of that. Back to the real issue of what kind of war we're fighting. As I mentioned last week, we are having a war against for our sovereignty, basically. And of course, the light is shining on the true agenda of these people who are orchestrating from the very top. They're always pulling the strings. They're always trying to get us to fight against each other. But, you know, again, we have to figure out who's the real enemy here. And as far as America, we, you know, we've always been the bully. The UN has, again, another interloper always gotten in. They are here on our soil. They live in our country, and yet they are an independent foreign body. And yet they are always telling us what to do. They're always got their finger in the pie. And we are the ones who are paying them. We are the ones who are providing them with this, the biggest military in the entire world, the best weapons. And they were enjoying the benefit of telling us what to do and who to go after. And but that's all going to change now because Trump came in. He said, we're paying your rent here. You go get your own building. We're not providing you with that. We're not paying. We were paying most of the money to the UN between all the other countries. Nobody else was paying as much money as we were. And we were also providing the military. And yeah, we're done. He said no to them. We're not. We're barely going to come to your meetings. He did the same with NATO. He's doing the same with the WEF, WHO, all those globalists that were always asking for our money. And yet, what have they done? Have they? The UN was supposedly supposed to make peace, and have they done that? No. Done a poor job, NATO. Again, so we're getting those foreign entities out of our country. Again, they've infiltrated the schools, our medical system. Everybody is marching to that entity. It's like they threw all this money, and surprisingly, as the Doge uncovered, all this money is coming from us. Again, it's like we're paying for our own demise. So we've been fooled. We have totally been fooled. And now, again, like I said, as the world is going to deal with their oil situation, we're going to be dealing with something far, far worse, something called Bondgate. And it reaches all over our country and probably beyond, because bonds are sold worldwide. So I'm going to try to keep this as, I mean, it's huge. It's a very intricate, complicated thing. But basically, everyone pays property tax on their homes. And I would imagine there's a similar tax in other countries. It's just basically a tax that's based on your house values every year. While you're not making any real gain or income from that property, you're still required to pay, you know, with a threat of your home being taken or foreclosed if you don't pay that money. So, again, we are getting taxed to the hilt, and this money, they say it's going to the schools, to the police or the firemen, your county services. But as it turns out, there's this huge scam, scheme, whatever, where they're taking the money and putting it into nefarious activities. They're lending it out to people who never pay it back. They're it's just basically being sucked out, and it's gonna come to a bad end, because they've been doing this for years, and the money is not there. And it, I believe some people buy them for their pensions. I mean, it's just been sold kind of like how the silver is being, I don't know if you're following silver these days, but basically in the silver market, the banks have been selling silver as a paper commodity, and they don't have the money to actually, since the silver's been going up, in the physical price of silver, like a person will buy, say, let's just say they buy $100 worth of silver for a set price. And then the bank issues them a sheet of paper or maybe something on a digital screen. They don't actually get the physical silver. And so then, of course, as banks, we know the banks, what do? They sell it again to another person and give them a piece of paper and still don't have a block or an ounce of silver, but they're selling it over and over and over again, just like they do with our deposits. So anyway, so as the silver, that's another story. The silver is going to be a huge calamity, but these bonds are kind of handled the same way, where they're selling them out there and they don't really have the money to cover them. And anyway, so this is gonna come to a head because there are people who are figuring this out. They're suing, there's lawsuits, and they're finding that they're in every single county across America. Another thing that Trump has done has set up all these fraud task forces. So that is kind of what they've been doing for the past year. So it's not something that just started last week or last month. They've been looking at this. So they've gotten all the information. They know where the perps are. And yeah, sadly, again, but who's holding the bag? At the end of the day, who's going to suffer? And that's probably going to be the taxpayers. So we're going to have to deal with that sooner here than later. And I think, again, it's always about the money, right? I don't know. Again, there's the base, at the very base, the money. We've all been led to believe we need this money. We always need more money to live on this earth. We got to pay. Every day we got to pay somebody, something, for everything. Practically the air we breathe. But if you consider we've all been born on this earth. We've been gifted life by our Creator. There was no contract. There was no contract that we had to exhaust all of our energy every day to simply survive when the earth is abundantly filled with food, shelter, other people to play with. What else do we need? You know, all the rest of it is a scam. We don't need a cell phone. Again, a prison cell. I know other people call it a mobile phone, but still, it's still the same concept. I think we are being imprisoned by this phone. The truth is, you know, that we're all just being propagandized into all kinds of things. We should just toss our phones out, our electronics, and just go outside and deal in reality. So again, like you said, the exposure that's happening, I think it's showing people. And the truth is that the door is open. The door has been open. The light's turned on. You're standing there. And the path to freedom is just to walk through, go to the other side. This is our chance. And it's going to be painfully, painfully obvious very soon that we're going to have to make that choice. We're going to have to stand up, grab what's ours, our birthright gifted to us by the sheer reality of being here, by being born. There's only two choices: to be governed or self-govern. I am, or you render unto Caesar. You remember that one? creature from Jekyll Island. I do want to, again, go over the money. The money is, there's a book called Creature from Jekyll Island that I suggest everyone either try to get a copy of it, read it, listen to it. It's on audio. You can get a PDF. But Jesus Christ, I think everyone should read it for, you know, just for their own, you know, don't pay attention to me. You should do it for yourself, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But here's the crib sheets, though. I'm going to tell you the cheat sheets, the stuff you really need to know. And I know a lot of people have heard this before, but I'm trying to drive home the most very important part of it. But for America, for people in America, we have something called the Federal Reserve Bank. And I know other countries have something similar, and it just may not be called their Federal Reserve. I don't know. But anyway, the Federal Reserve, whatever you call it, is not, and I repeat, it's not a government entity. It's a private for-profit corporation. And what does that mean exactly? You say, so what? Well, it's like, the only way I can explain it to you, it's like a corporation is like McDonald's, right? Do you want to go to McDonald's? You can choose if you want to go to McDonald's or not. McDonald's can say, hey, if you come into my store, you have to get a mop and mop the floor. Well, really? I'm not an employee, right? Well, McDonald's says, if you come, this is their entity, this is their creation, it's their corporation. If they say that you have to do that, if you want to come into their store, you got to do that. Okay, that is a corporation. That is what corporate entities do. They make rules and you follow them. However, if you don't want to be a part of that corporation, you may decide whether or not you want to be a part of that corporation. Okay, so with that, the first play was our country of America, which was hijacked into a corporation called the United States of America. Fooled everybody, same name, right? So they gave it quote unquote legitimacy when in fact it was not. They wrote it down, they authored it, making them the authority, and they run it like the mafia. They put their people in place to enforce their corporate policies, and we, quote unquote, as citizens, are the employees. And that's why we're instructed to follow all the rules, with the judicial system to enforce it, the policy enforcers like the policemen, government employees, they enforce it, with the ultimate enforcer of the bank to take the money out of your account if you don't comply, or worse, put you in jail, right? Physical force. So again, that was the first coup they did. And somehow people didn't, maybe they did, but we don't know. We weren't there. That was back in 1800. So none of us were born then. And we don't know. Maybe there were people that pushed back. Maybe there were people that protested. Maybe there were people that said no. And we don't know what happens to them or what happened. But anyway, the next thing they did, of course, the next big coup was they created the Federal Reserve. And back to my story of the creature from Jekyll Island. Again, it's a long book that tells you in the beginning, really, the gist of it, which says, so there's six dudes that went to this island and created the plan to put it into Congress. One of them was or two of them were actually in Congress, and the others were just bankers and accountants, but they were very influential men, and they went to this island, created this plan, and then they put it before Congress when there was hardly anybody there. I think it was like they said they did it during Christmas time, and somehow they managed to get it into the law books to say that, yeah, okay, this is our new money system and everybody has to follow it. And the president of the time, you know, signed off on it. And they made the birth certificates to keep track of us and identify us and tell us, oh, it's because we're going to give you privileges and benefits in exchange for your actual God-given rights. They set up the IRS to collect, to, you know, make sure that we gave them everything they needed or they wanted, I should say, to regulate all that paper that's been handed out, of course, and reassuring this, that this was all something to keep the banks from going under, because, you know, in the past they weren't able to keep afloat, for, you know, because they kept lending out more money than they had, you know, doing the same thing that they've always done. But supposedly this was going to give them some backing of the Fed, you know, the government. Our government was going to make sure that if there was any shorts, that they were going to cover it. And how were they going to cover that? Well, again, they put up the collateral of the American people. So again, reassuring us that they would not go under and provide some stability for the economy. Well, that was in 1912. And of course, what happens in 1930? You'll guessed it. The Great Depression, and so they really didn't do what they said. Okay, so again, it's you know, I don't know. It's we just keep taking them at their word. Anyway, so what else? So again, after that, they, you know, we had a war to distract us. And then they made it illegal to use gold and silver, and the only money that was proper money was these promissory notes that, you know, it's not even money. I mean, real money, lawful money is gold and silver. That is God's money, basically. And they outlawed it. And they also started out saying that it was voluntary to pay income taxes, that it was, oh, you know, if you want to give money to the government to help with the war costs, you know, and of course, everybody was on board with the war. So it was, you know, that's how they sucked everybody in. But anyway, in reality, everything we bought with that money still belongs to them to this day, because it's not lawful money. It's in actuality, it's a promissory note. They call it legal tender. Again, there's a lot of little details that go to the bottom of this, but the bottom line is what that money is based upon is your sweat, your energy. Every day you get up and go to work, that's what they're counting on. Because you, when you go to work, you create things, you make goods and services, you create the economy. After the break.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com, click on the support link.
Truthmeets.com would like to thank our major supporters this month. Rolo, Susie, and Henrik. Thank you all.
Thank you, all you supporters. I like that. Anyway, so back to, again, speaking of money, we're back to money. I was saying that they used your energy and sweat to create all these things. You're creating every day. Everybody's creating, you know, whatever it is you do when you go to work, you're creating something valuable, and they have in you're getting paid with their FRN notes, right? And by getting paid with those, their money, that's their money, remember. They are telling you it's their money, it's private, and you know, they get to charge interest on it. They are involved in every single transaction, every single product service exchanged between the hands. They're the third party interloper. And, you know, this is what causes our inflation. This is, you know, interest rates, blah, blah, blah. And it's all based on you and your creation. Do you think that's fair? Do you like that? Does that make you feel good that they're basically getting rich off of you, and what have you got left but a silly piece of paper that is worthless? So yeah, your energy, that's what's the bottom of all this money that they created, and the credit to move everything. Do you feel duped? Do you feel pretty shitty right now? And again, these are foreign entities. These are not fellow Americans. These are people who claim allegiance to the British imperialist system, the Lord Mayor of London, not the English people, the regular normal folks like you and me. These are the dead entity. These people are dead, I think. I don't think they're really people. But again, like I said before, that's a whole nother topic. But yes, the corporation is owned, our corporation, the United States of America, is owned by the City of London, runs the central bank since 1394. They've been running a central bank for Europe and probably most of the world. One square mile of London, where the central bankers operate for 330 years. This tiny physical 1 square mile of land claims to own the entire money system in the world. How do you figure that? They don't make anything. They don't grow anything. They don't build anything. They don't hire anybody. And we owe them $39 trillion, that's trillion with the T, dollars, growing day by day. They claim just America owns them. I'm sure, again, every other country has a figure, because we all use their monopoly money. And I'm specifically talking about the story of the United States right now. But again, there's probably a similar story for every other country. So yes, when we ask who this is, who are they? These middlemen in between every transaction or contract that we enter into, these snake oil salesmen. Again, contracts, they're the basis of all law between men. And, you know, our Bill of Rights says that we have the ability to choose whether or not we want to contract with someone. We should be able to say yes or no. I don't want to contract with you. However, we've been forced to contract, and through the birth certificate. And again, we've accepted all of this because I think we don't really know, because we don't really know that one little silly tiny detail. The fact that your essence, your energy, that is not for sale. That should not be claimed by another man. You and you alone should have complete control and not be stolen from. You get that? So anyway, but they take it because they believe that you've given it to them, because you signed something. They say, well, yeah, you gave it to me. They assume that you know what you're doing, and that even though all of this stuff has been censored like crazy, all, you know, of course, through the education system, all of that. Again, bring on in that education system, your universities, all those higher learning institutions have been in on this little censorship. So again, let's go back. Another Bible verse, my people suffer for their lack of knowledge. So there you have it. And here we are in the middle of Holy Week. We got Easter coming up. We have tomorrow, Good Friday. Okay, the crucifixion of Jesus. This is what we're celebrating. The whole reason, this whole scenario is what we're taught. He got killed. Why? Because he turned over the tables of the money changers. That's the story. He was crucified because he went against Caesar. He did not want to give Caesar what is due to Caesar. Again, he resurrected, though. At least that's what they tell us. After 3 days, he was off and who knows where. That's the story. This is what everybody, has learned. We've all got it in our Sunday school. And my assessment of all this, after telling you all this, and writing up this whole thing for you, I'm thinking we're coming into a time of crucifixion, our own crucifixion, metaphorically speaking, energetically. Again, because it is all about our energy, right? It's all a spiritual battle. We're going through it. Because the money system, I believe Trump has turned over the tables for us. However, he can't do the rest of it for us. We're waking up to it, and we got the information, and now that all the systems are coming down, it's up to you. We're going to go through some hard times. We're going to go through some trying times. Possibly some lockdowns. I don't know what they got up their sleeve, but these money people, they are not going to go down easy. They're not going to walk away and say, oh, well, we just lost. No, we have to fight. We have to stand firm. We have to remember the most important thing in this whole experience that we call life is that we have a birthright. We were here for a reason. And true wealth is not a fake piece of paper. The things that really matter are still here. They will always be here. Your resurrection is coming. And it's going to be your choice. It's always been your choice. So will you go down or will you resurrect? You're going to pick yourself up and redirect, start a clean slate. No, it's all up to you. No one can do it for you. Because if somebody else did it for you, then we'd probably end up in the same mess that we're in again. So again, I say imagination, imagine it. Imagine where you're going to go, where it's going to lead you. And most importantly, after this mess, it's going to be glorious. We're going to have real peace, real joy, real love. The whole reason you came to this earth for. And I know a lot of people might be going, what the fuck are you talking about, girlfriend? Or not understanding this, but this is how I see it. And I see that there is things happening out there. There's a difference into what's been happening as opposed to what's happened in the past. And we probably won't recognize, what's going to come up see, after all the lies we've been fed our whole lives, you're probably going to see something that you've never expected to see in this life. And, you know, I say happy Easter, everyone. Good luck. God bless. And again, remember, if you always do what you always did, and that's all I have to say. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox, beat grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down high. Wire and a fire represent the seven games in a government for hire. The fury's breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, babble, Trump, tether crop. Look at that, no plane, fine, dead. Uh-oh, overflow, population, common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve your own needs. Listen to your heartbeat, dummy, with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right. You patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive centering, light a candle, light a motor. Step down, step down, watch your heel crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but that, right? It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. It's the end.